I have on the line Dan Olson, and he is the director of operations for Wyndham Net. That's in Wyndham, Minnesota. And he's going to be here in Cook County on Thursday, February 10th, to talk with county business owners and managers about the opportunities that we will be experiencing with Arrowhead Electric's fiber optic broadband network. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about Wyndham. First of all, for those of us up here in the North Woods, where exactly is Wyndham?
Wyndham is in southwest Minnesota, in between Sioux Falls and Mankato.
Okay.
Kind of where the area where Little House on the Prairie happened.
Okay. So let me, all right, now let me digress. Speaking of Little House on the Prairie, are you getting inundated with snow like you were supposed to?
We are inundated, and school has been closed for 2 days, and
really?
I don't know if I will make it home today.
Okay. Well, at least you'll have high-speed internet if you don't make it home. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. You, as I understand it, were Wyndham was one of the nation's first fiber-to-home networks, and we were talking before we went on the air a little bit. You've had this service for 5 years. Talk about how that started.
Correct. Well, the city of Wyndham was a cable TV operator since 1984, and the system came time to rebuild or do something with it. And about that time, fiber technology was, you know, in its infancy and coming around, and the residents had kind of wanted broadband. And after a couple years of research, it was decided to go ahead and build a fiber-to-the-home system to every business and residents in the city of Wyndham. And we turned that up in 2005.
And that would be how many people?
We've got about 1,800 homes and businesses hooked up in the city at this time. We are starting the construction process. The group's called the Southwest Minnesota Broadband Services. It's a coalition of 8 smaller communities. One community has 31 homes in it, and the biggest one would be Lakefield with about 2,200 homes. And they will be building a network ring off of our network operations center here, so we'll be the back office and feed them and support them, and they can bring broadband to their communities.
Well, we are embarking on that activity here, and latest information I have from Arrowhead Electric Co-op is that they've already walked around or done the walk around for most of the area, and they're looking at starting their construction shortly this spring, as soon as the weather clears, and they need to have it done by 2013. So we're in the process of that, and while we are in that process, a lot of people are asking about, what good is it going to do me personally? What's been your experience in Wyndham? How's the reception been? Have people been embracing the whole idea of broadband, and how important is it to your community?
We went through the same process. I've been involved with high-speed internet for about 10, 12 years, and when I got here, people, you know, it was the build it and they will come mentality. People didn't know what to use it for. Some did. We had the, you know, early adopters that were, you know, pounding on the door every morning, you know, you've got to build it to me. And they figured out reasons to use it. It's, you know, once you're exposed to it, you can't live without it. We've got a little Ma and Pa gas station here, and we've got cameras in it that they can monitor from home, and all their point of sales are through their broadband. The tanks are monitored through broadband when they need fuel. It sends out an email, basically, and says, hey, I'm out of fuel. I need fuel soon. All the way up to a very large trucking company that they know where all their trucks are at. You know, a load is dispatched them to them. They know where the trucks are at. They can put together a bid and bid on that within minutes.
Well, those of us who mow grass know that Toro is in your community.
Indeed.
And I understand that was a big difference to Toro and that local business.
Yes, Toro is, Wyndham is, you know, the home of one of the large Toro plants in it, and they basically continue to grow here. They've added quite a few jobs in the last 6-8 months here, and they've got some buildings that are outside the plant. When their IT director, he'll call me up and say, well, I need a gigabit circuit to that plant with it. Within a week, we have turned up, so it's an ease of business for him. You know, kind of, we have a running joke with their corporate staff that, you know, the plant down here in Little Wyndham, Minnesota has higher bandwidth capacity than the corporate office.
Well, we have a lot of people who would like to work from their home, a business here in Cook County. It's a very much of a tourist destination, but also a destination for people who want to live in this part of the northeastern Minnesota. Has that been an important factor for broadband users in the Windham area? Are there people that have home-operated businesses?
We have many home-operated businesses. We have a lot of people that work for Sanford Healthcare over in Sioux Falls that actually live here in the community. They'll commute one day a week over to Sioux Falls, which is about 90 miles, and the rest of the week they're at their home here with it. We have a few with Wells Fargo Bank that are doing some of the same type situations. You know, their home office, you know, nobody needs to know where you're at these days with it. You're virtual.
So this is also expanding the business plan of businesses, not just individuals, on how they use their employees and keep their productivity up. You're going to be here for a couple of discussions on the 10th of February. That's a week from Thursday. And I just want to tell people, and we will repeat this in the future, but you've got a 11 a.m. meeting at Arrowhead Electric and a 2 p.m. meeting on the 10th in the commissioner's room here at Cook County Courthouse. If you could bring one message to the people who are going to listen to you talk about your experience in broadband, what would it be?
The broadband, it's, you know, the global economy that we've all hear about. It's coming, and, you know, getting the high-speed internet, it's a groundswell movement. Once you have it, it's hard to go back. It's hard to do business without it in this global economy right now.
We've been speaking with Dan Olson, who is the Director of Operations for WindhamNet down in Windham, Minnesota. And he's going to be here on Thursday, February 10th, to talk to businesses and managers about the opportunity of fiber optic as it's going to be laid here in the next couple of years through Arrowhead Electric. Thanks for joining us, Dan, and we'll look forward to hearing you when you're here on the 10th.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming up on the 10th.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye now.